This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Tuesday morning, friends. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 on the AM side, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Got a three-man Junks team this Tuesday morning. I'm Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter. At Cakes Flops on Instagram. I'm joined by Eric Pickle sitting right there.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. Jason Bishop sitting right there.
Morning, Cakes.
Directly across from me.
Good morning, Cakes.
Good morning, Jason. There's an empty seat diagonal to me. That's where John Paul Flynn usually sits, but he is on a very expensive European vacation. As we speak.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he will be back next week.
And then you'll be gone.
I'll be gone. I will be heading down south, down I-95.
You go.
To the great state of South Kakalaki.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do anything different on this trip? It'll be the exact same trip every
anything
year.
Anything different? Let me see. Is there anything different? Probably not a lot different.
Are you staying in the same house that you usually stay in?
No, we'll be in a house we've never stayed in.
All right, that's cool.
So that's different.
That's different.
I think it's two doors down from a house we've stayed in before.
Uh-huh.
So it's close,
yeah,
but it's not going to be the exact same.
How far in advance do you secure the house?
Generally.
Like in January?
Generally 6 to 9 months prior.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we have a spot that we like.
Right.
They do tend to fill up.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah, I will be departing nice and early Saturday morning, probably. I'd like to be on the road by 4 a.m.
Right.
To get through just a lot of that Northern Virginia traffic gauntlet.
It's a long drive.
I think at 4 you'll be fine.
I think I should be fine. Yeah. I think I should be good.
It's a long drive.
Because that'll get you through Richmond.
I should get to through the Occoquan, no problem. Generally, there's always a backup near the Occoquan.
But at
6 in the morning or 5:30
yeah,
in the morning,
you'll be
whenever
cruising.
I hit that spot, it should be good.
You'll be fine.
Should be nice and clear.
It's about 9 hours to get to Kiowa, right?
Yeah, that's without stops, yeah. But there, of course, stops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to stop.
A 9-hour trip, you got to stop probably three times.
At least 2 to 3 times.
Especially all the soda intake that you're involved
There's
in.
There's a good amount of that, yeah.
Yeah.
I try to temper it while I'm driving.
You know, my hack always, whenever I drive up north, and go, you know, it's my kids' games is the little energy drinks or the little energy shot
like
things.
5 hour energies, yeah.
5 hour energies mm-hmm. are the guy that
don't sleep energies,
don't sleep,
yeah.
Right.
Those two,
those little shots,
yeah, they can help
because they keep you awake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the,
not a lot of liquid.
You don't have to pee-pee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Right.
Mike Moore's back.
He is. Good for him.
He came in. He was all loud.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know how loud.
He's just very energetic.
I know.
He shot out of a cannon.
He's got a lot of energy.
I always tie it back, the morning energy, just to the music. It's all about the playlist walking in here.
You mean hearing the same song for 30 years?
No. Not Enter Sandman. Yeah. In my own.
His personal playlist. What was on the playlist this morning?
I'm on an Ozzy Osbourne kick, man, for the last month.
Yeah, you are an Ozzy kick. That is true.
Ozzy tribute.
I can't kick the Ozzy kick yet.
You know what? That's okay. You're late to the party, but you're always welcome. It's fine.
Yeah, I feel bad. Just
drink it in.
It kind of took for him passing away for me to discover a lot of his bangers that he had.
Like Shot in the Dark, I had to kind of guide you to that.
Better late than never.
Yeah, of course. It's all good.
Did you? What was your big weekend? I can't remember. Did you guys have a house party?
Yeah, we had a house party on Saturday.
Right? How'd that go?
Great time. I was actually back in Leesburg getting dinner with my family, and then I got back to my house at like 8 o'clock. Crib was packed out, and then we went and got drinks for a little bit. Went back to the house at like 10:30, 11.
Right,
and then just shut it down until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh man, that's so late.
Yeah, it was way too late.
How many zins?
A lot of zins. And then we all woke up Sunday morning. There was people passed out everywhere downstairs. So we went and got bagels in a couple different cars, and then kind of just laid low yesterday.
Right, the recovery day.
Yeah, watched a movie. It's a good time.
An old movie or a relatively new movie?
Old movie, classic comedy.
Yeah,
Other Guys.
Wasn't he doing a movie review bit for us?
He was
for a while.
It's kind of disappeared.
Yeah, what happened to that? You were watching like an old movie, like a Shawshank or something?
Well, so how it kind of ended was I was watching old school movies, and then there was a movie that I wanted to watch, but Draven Valdez told me that you guys hadn't seen it, so it wouldn't have been a good movie to review.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'm not putting it on them, but that's just happened.
Fine. What movie is that?
It was Dumb and Dumber. It was the last one.
Mm.
And you guys didn't really like remember it much either. So it didn't really have a good back and forth.
Nobody saw the sequel to Dumb and Dumber. Is that what you're talking about? You're talking about Dumb and Dumber 2 or the original?
No, it was the first one.
The original.
Yeah, the original.
I love the original. I don't know if the other guys in the room are into it, but that was I love that movie.
I thought we told Mike to watch Dumb and Dumber because what he wanted to watch, you guys definitely hadn't seen or care about. But I don't remember, but it did kind of...
It died
quickly.
Yeah. Yeah,
might need to bring it back.
Well, we were doing this bit where Mike was trying to...
Find his niche.
No. Tell the story of the movie without telling you guys what movie it was.
Yeah.
It just got really convoluted.
Yeah. All right. Some things are better like as an idea than they are in
They're
the actual.
They're better conceptually.
Yeah, in the execution.
And they were just all old movies.
Yeah.
Like it could have been a little bit different. You know what could have been.
But that's It's kind of a funny bit that a kid your age is watching some movies from 30, 35 years ago. And you just have no exposure to them.
Hmm.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I've been on a documentary run the last couple
you
weeks.
You have your docs guy?
With like the Netflix Untold series. I was talking to EB about it last week. Like I watched Shooting Guards, which was the Javaris Crittenton, Gilbert Arenas one.
Yeah,
and
we
then
talked about that.
The Michigan Sign Stealer, Johnny Manziel's documentary, which you guys actually had a little cameo in, which was kind of shocking.
Right. That was a good one. Shouldn't be shocking. Icons in the industry.
Not shocking, but
thank you.
I mean, it was so funny. Like, they're just talking about like how Johnny Manziel's life like went off the rails, and then it just cuts to EB out of nowhere. I had to do a double take, and he's like, "Yeah, this guy's a disaster." It was funny though.
I like Johnny. I was rooting for Johnny coming out. Just didn't have. What a freak athlete! Just didn't happen.
He just had beef with somebody on Twitter like this just within the last few days. Drab, can you remind me of who it is?
Gilly from Philadelphia, the podcaster, comedian, huge Gilly the Kid. Which was weird because it wasn't even shot at Manziel.
Right, but I can understand like somebody who's played in the NFL taking exception to Gilly's behavior. For those who don't know, Gilly, I guess, is this mega, he's a huge like Eagles fan.
Yeah.
And somebody brought the Lombardi Trophy to like a gathering. I don't know who brought it.
It was his birthday party, and I think Gilly was hammered. So he was just talking ass.
Yeah, he was just firing it like Cam Newton, saying, "Cam Newton, you don't have one of these," or something. And people are like losing their minds. Like, who are you? You're just a loser.
It went back to the Jalen Hurts Cam Newton debate from last week.
Yeah, I knew
Gilly was like, you don't got one of these.
Right. I mean, like,
acting like Gilly was like on the team or something.
I mean, can you imagine?
And Manziel saw it and said, I'm going to smack
the S out of you.
Can you
imagine if the Commanders won a Super Bowl and Jaden Daniels brings you the trophy, EB, and you've never played a down for the Commanders, and you're just talking smack against like legendary NFL quarterbacks.
Right.
It's not a great look.
Wouldn't happen.
It's not the best look.
Wouldn't happen.
Yes, because I did see Johnny Manziel popping up on my timeline.
I'm sure.
What's he doing now?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think he's just living a life.
I think he's just hanging out with his bros, kind of like Mike Marr. He's kind of like living Mike Marr's life, but he's I think he's drinking way more.
Yeah.
I would have
he's
to guess.
He's drinking way more than Mike Moore.
A lot more. It would be my guess.
You know, you mentioned Jaden. I'm sure you guys saw the video where he was there with Saquon and was it Justin Jefferson? And they were referencing the Hail Mary. And out of nowhere, Jalen acknowledged that he did it with a broken rib.
I mean, we all knew he had a rib injury. We didn't know
it was
broken.
I didn't realize it was broken.
But, I mean, we all knew.
They were like, wow, what'd you do with that? 65 yards? He goes, yeah, with a broke rib.
So how long was that broken, do you think?
I think like at least for a month while they were wrapping it.
Multiple weeks.
And everything. I don't know if anybody followed up and asked them.
Heals if you're still playing.
Yeah, it probably never fully healed. Yeah.
They were being coy. They weren't being honest about that. He was coming over to the sideline and they were wrapping him. And clearly there was something going on. They were limiting him there for a few weeks. Give him credit. He was tough as nails and out there and played through it.
Jason, do you know how personally devastating it was to me? Because I started Jaden, of course, in my high stakes league the day that he ran for like the 60 yarder against the Panthers, like on the first possession, I think, or the second possession.
Yeah.
And then he had to come out
then
of the game.
Then he came out of the game, yeah.
It's just devastating.
I know.
I had a hole in my soul
and
that
you
day.
Lost that game.
Well, yeah. When your quarterback goes out. When your quarterback leaves 5 minutes into the game, you're generally not going to fare very well.
No, you're right.
I was concerned about his health for him. But I was more concerned about my matchup, let's be honest.
Which you should. Which you should care about.
Yeah, I was being selfish.
Any news?
Well, we kind of knew that there was something.
No, we definitely knew something was going on. 100%. They were wrapping him. I mean, clearly, they're trying to act like, you know.
Yeah.
I can't remember what their line was at the time, but they were not being honest.
They didn't talk about it.
Yeah. And I take him at his word. That he broke his rib. His rib was cracked or something wasn't right. I think they referenced something, but it was very, I don't know. It didn't sound as severe as it probably was. But give him credit. Guy balled out.
He's a gamer.
In the middle of it all.
That's what he does.
Yeah, I watched the pressers with Cliff and with Joe Witt Jr. yesterday. I'm ready for some real bullets to be flying here, Cakes.
Well, I mean, you're going to get some fake bullets flying on Friday night.
Yeah. Well, I guess they say more of it will happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
The scrimmage. The Friday night's going to be more twos and threes, threes and fours.
Right.
Going to see a lot of Josh Johnson and Sam Hartman.
Yep. Getting ready to see a lot of backups.
But you know what? That's better than just watching them practice against each other every day.
I agree.
I think I said heading into last year, I am not going to just
not gonna make fun of preseason.
Not going to go hard against preseason because it just means we're getting closer and closer to the real thing.
Right.
It's just a step in the process, and we just have to accept it. And that's what we're doing.
August 5th.
Yeah. All right, coming up on the show today, we will be joined by Mike Lombardi. He's the GM of the North Carolina Tar Heels football program. He's promoting the fact that his book is going to paperback, Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. So he will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll do the Junk Sports page next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've got a Cakes Classic update for tomorrow night at MGM National Harbor.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not a great update. Brian Mitchell, who was the scheduled special guest bounty, is not able to appear because he, last minute, was basically asked by the Commanders to come cover the practice up in New England, which is on Wednesday, the same day of the event, because he's calling the game Friday night for TV. So B. Mitch will not be able to play in the upcoming Cakes Classic tomorrow night.
Okay.
So I'm currently scrambling a little bit.
You need a sub.
Trying to find a replacement at this point.
Well,
so some behind-the-scenes maneuvering is happening.
Well, I mean, I think you'll come up with somebody.
I might.
Maybe a former Redskin.
Possibly. It's possible.
Maybe. Could you come up with another former Cap?
Former Capital?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. It was supposed to be like a Commanders theme thing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm efforting behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But there are no sure things.
There's no sure things.
Let me just put it out there. It might just be me as the bounty tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
There might be a last minute fill-in, too.
Wear a Skins jersey.
I just wear Skins jersey.
Yeah, why not? You honor the team. Whatever.
Sure. Maybe I could do that. I'll wear my Crick jersey. Yeah. But I will be a guest bounty tomorrow night. Hopefully, there will be a last-minute fill-in.
And what time does that
trying
start?
To work
that starts
on that.
At 7, right?
7:15.
7:15, yeah.
Yes, tomorrow night.
All right, well, good luck on that. Look at my headphones. Look at that.
I mean, we've been talking about it for months.
Look at Vic.
I know. It's just what you do.
It's tradition now. I mean, I've got to keep
How long have you had that
these.
Pair of headphones, by the way?
I don't even know. It's got to be 15 years. Does that sound right? Do you think these were out 15 years ago?
I thought, weren't you wearing the new ones recently?
Or yeah, but they hurt my ears. They don't feel as good. They don't have the cushiony thing.
You like that cushion.
This feels a lot better.
I understand.
And it sounds better. I'm telling you, even though they look like they were made in 1982.
They look like Maypops.
They are. Like. They kind of look like Maypops. But they sound really good.
Yeah.
And they just kind of, they're squeezing out of the bottom of see that?
Yeah,
look.
They look like headphones that you would find at a yard sale.
Look at that.
I don't understand how that's still functional, but
just stick
a decent pair. I'm not saying you have to spend like $300.
Oh, I've got tons of new ones in here.
But none of them compare to the
look, got a brand new, remember the guy Mike, the listener, sent me a brand new pair.
Don't you have another pair of bows that are out like in guy carries around 100 spare headphones.
I don't know.
Won't use them.
Why don't you just give us those? I actually don't want the ones with batteries.
Look, I got these are basically brand new.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are definitely brand new.
Yes.
Right.
These haven't even been opened.
Don't you have another silver pair, like in a case? You're a headphone hoarder.
And look. Look.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Look at this. About these. Look at this.
This is unbelievable.
He's got $1,000 worth of headphones.
About these. Look at this.
That he doesn't use.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Brand. Basically all brand new.
I mean, 1, 2, 3. I thought I was a hoarder.
And I don't go to any of them. I just wear these.
I just don't understand. Are you carrying those in here every single day?
Yes. Carry them every day because they're in both of my bags.
Why on earth would you do that? Just
I'm
in case.
You, those two don't feel as good on my ears. They hurt my ears. Like the cushion's mm-hmm. too hard. It doesn't feel as good on yeah. my ears.
Well, why don't you sell those and then buy a pair that actually feels good on your tender ears?
Well, does anybody want to buy them?
I don't know.
No.
I'll sell them.
Hey, it's Swap Shop, Valdez.
I'm going to keep at least one just for, you know, emergency.
Yeah, just for an emergency. In case of emergency, break the glass.
But I just thought you guys would find that amusing.
I do find it
that
amusing.
I've got three brand new pairs, and I'm going to the old
you're the
old
complete
schools.
Opposite of JP. JP has, like, I think one pair of, like, Apple earbuds from 12 years ago.
And that's it.
And you and Jason has like four pair of brand new Bose that he's not using.
Not using. Yeah. Right.
So you
yeah,
guys,
I don't know how much those are. What do you think those are?
Oh, at least a couple
$100
each. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you remember, was it Friday? Whatever it was last week
when we had the Ripper?
We had Rip in studio. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Thursday.
He was awesome, by the way.
He was great. It's always nice to talk old skins with him. You know, he's up to date on what's going on currently.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in town doing a bunch of things, some charity. He also was in town because the 91 team was like a team of distinction in the DC Sports Hall of Fame. And they inducted like 7 or 8 people, right?
Yeah.
Elena Beard, Mia Hamm, Rich Svatkin from Georgetown, who we know, Craig Lachlan, of course, obviously, for everything he's done with the Caps, mm-hmm. playing and broadcasting.
Yep.
And then Johnny Dawkins, Alonzo Mourning. It was really nice.
Jim Larrañaga. I mean, some big names.
It looked like they were at Nats Park, right?
Yes.
Where they did the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you ever look it up, I mean, the DC Sports Hall of Fame, oh my God. There's like 1 million people in there, and you know where I'm going with this, Cakes.
I think I know exactly where you're going.
I mean
when is our induction date?
When do we get
is what you're saying.
I mean, there's like 1 million people in there, and yeah. if you get, they're not all athletes. There's a lot of like journalists, broadcasters.
Radio guys, yeah. Rich Rockin.
Marty Aronoff, Ken Beatrice.
I would guess Frank Herzog has to be in there.
I haven't seen it yet. Andrew Beyer. Christine Brennan,
yep.
Obviously the iconic Glenn Brenner,
mm-hmm.
Charlie Brotman, James Brown, all these guys
George
deserving.
Michael has to be in there.
George Michael's in there. Yep. Buck Hance is in there.
Deserved.
I'm just going through this and I'm going, where are the junks? Feinstein's in there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. John. Glenn Harris. I mean, what are we doing here, guys?
You know what? We just have to buy
Johnny
our time.
Holiday. All these guys are legends.
Yep.
Not diminishing them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, what are we doing?
Saying the junks might belong.
I mean, there's some big names in there too.
There definitely
there are.
I mean,
there
massive
are.
Names
for sure. I'm just saying, cakes.
I'm going to be sure to wear my Surfside visor when I'm inducted.
Yeah.
Just to tilt drab. Just send drab over the edge.
I'll wear my broke-ass headphones.
Yeah, Paul Rabel's in there.
Yeah. Very good.
Paul Rabel's in there. Mo Siegel from the old Washington Times. George Solomon. I mean, I love George. George was like an editor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, come on. What are we doing?
I mean, I think there could be a place for us.
It was established in 1980, I think, the DC Sports Hall of Fame.
Right. Warner Wolf. I love Warner Wolf.
Yeah, Warner Wolf was great.
Let's go to the videotape. That old bit.
Warner Wolf was awesome.
What are we going to take to get some respect around here, Cakes?
No, you know what? We're not
Would
just,
you
we're
finally
not...
feel respected? If they came to you and said, you know what, for your 30th anniversary, we're going to put you in a DC Sports Hall of Fame.
That would be
you,
a nice would you feel, that'd be a nice acknowledgement.
Would you feel close to death?
Feel close to death.
When they put you in the Hall of Fame, it means it's...
I mean,
that's about the last stop.
Mm-hmm. You saw Mike McDaniel's quote yesterday, right?
I heard he had a weird quote.
He's kind of stealing. Valdez, can you find the Mike McDaniels quote at the beginning of his presser yesterday?
I heard he had a weird one. Kind of out of nowhere.
When I saw it, I felt like he was kind of stealing our bit.
Yeah.
It's a good bit to steal.
Some sort of morbid quote?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely morbid. But it was funny. Made me laugh. A kind of a weird way for...
Stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great?
Hmm?
What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
Well, yeah, that's my guy.
Why does that make it great? He's looking forward to dying.
I don't know.
He's just being honest and realistic.
He's just talking about
being genuine. Another day closer to death, but that doesn't make it a great. I guess I think he's still here.
I think he's saying like just appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great day,
right?
Because each day is just a march into oblivion,
right? Yeah.
So appreciate the day that you have that's right. in front of you.
Right.
It's not a good day.
Make the day last.
Today is a great day, is what he's saying. It's not a good day.
Make the day last.
Yes. Get everything you can out of it. Yeah. Don't waste it. Now, I say that, but then I'm going to go home and I'm going to literally waste 80 minutes of it drooling on my couch.
Oh, you can't wait to take nap?
I just know I'm going to. That I don't feel like is taking full advantage of the day.
When you feel like you're wasting part of the day when you nap?
I feel like I need it. But I also feel like it's wasteful.
Well, what did you do yesterday that required you to stay up so late? Is there anything that you did that?
No.
You just
of course not.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about like I always feel the need to catch up on sleep. But then right. I feel like I'm wasting.
Did you
that
stay up late for anything? That's like nothing worth staying up for.
No. Yeah. I went to bed probably at 9:30.
But still, 80 minutes.
Still,
nap.
Just beats me down. Like just waking up beats me down.
Right. I just OD'd. And then I just,
waking up, it hurts.
Yeah.
Physically hurts at 4 o'clock.
I just OD on caffeine. Just power through the day.
I do the same.
Heart racing.
I mean, I also feel like Valdez, I feel like you're failing me of late because I feel like your coffee consumption has gone down a lot. Like, are you making a concerted effort not to drink more coffee of late? Because I feel like every day.
I have a coffee when I drive in and I have one of these big ones and. By the time I finish it,
are you not doing
I just
as
feel
much
like the
though?
Pot.
It's 8:30.
I feel like that
I mean,
it's
a full thing of coffee.
Oh, there's probably five cups in there.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like you're not pulling your coffee weight of late.
Why is that? Because
there's always coffee left like the next day when I come in to make the fresh pot.
Normally it's not like that.
Yeah, like I think Valdez is he's on like a health kick or something. I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it.
I drink plenty of coffee. I have a full I have about 16 ounces on the ride in.
Maybe I'm the one that's slacking.
16 ounces on the ride in, and this has got to be, it's got to be 20 ounces of coffee.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I have 36 ounces of coffee a day.
Okay. Just feel like there's room for a little more.
That looks like five cups, that big ass thing you have.
Maybe Mike
looks
Marty's like going to hop in on the pot. I don't know.
I'm a strictly Keurig guy. Like, I don't think in my entire life I've made a pot of coffee.
Well, you're missing out. I mean, Keurig is great, but that's just a single shot. Like, if you want volume... You need to make. You need
realize
to,
how wasteful
you need
that
to brew
is too.
A pot
that you need
like
those
a man.
Little pods.
I feel like it's more wasteful if you're throwing out coffee, like he just said, though.
Mm. No, but I have evolved over the year. Like if I see that I'm not going to drink all of the coffee during the day, I'll pour it into a big cup and stick it in the fridge, and then I've got iced coffee for later.
You're not wasting it. Yeah,
I try not to waste it.
Yeah.
Do you get the same pleasure in iced coffee as you do? Because a lot of people love iced coffee.
Love all of it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not an iced coffee guy.
I love it all.
No chance.
Give me iced coffee. Give me hot coffee. Give me iced coffee with some cold foam on top. That's one of my latest kicks. It's delicious. Mm. You should try it if you haven't.
Coffee, I don't know if I'll ever drink coffee.
You've gone this far. You don't need it.
I don't think I ever will.
Yeah. The only thing is it's good for you. It helps you poop.
What percentage of people drink coffee? It seems like it's a high effing
70%.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'd say 70.
You're talking in the United States?
Yeah, just especially males. I just see.
I mean, 50%, 60%.
Yeah, it's
got to
be at least that.
It's huge business.
Yeah.
Big business.
I don't think I'll ever drink coffee.
Well, that's fine.
Just never liked it.
Some people have a disdain for it. They don't like the taste.
So yesterday, I was on a golf course. I was making a mockery of the back nine. I'm just like in a depression.
Mm-hmm, just in a funk.
And then I saw my buddy was calling me, and he typically doesn't call me in the afternoon. And then I realized, damn it,
I was supposed to go to D. Smith's book release party last night. Oh,
you spaced it?
Dude, I didn't put it in my calendar.
Mm, that'll do it.
If I don't put it in my calendar, it's not going to happen.
I believe that.
It's just not going to happen. Yeah. And I didn't put it in my calendar, and then I had to text D, and my buddy told me D was bummed that I wasn't there.
Oh, man, you let down your friend.
I let down my friend.
You let down your pal.
I let down my friend. And he's doing all the PR stuff. This is like what it's real. It's coming now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
sure.
It's out there. Yeah. Book's getting a lot of run. He's doing a lot of high profile interviews. So he's going to come on. He's going to be with us. I think he's going to be with us on Friday.
Oh, is he bringing copies? That'll be my bung bung yep, beach.
That'll be your beach book. Where was it?
Jason. I was somewhere.
Was that at a restaurant?
Somewhere in Bethesda or something. I don't know. I just knew. I knew it was coming up, and I kept like saving the email, and it just life goes by, and I just spaced
it. You got in your after work routine,
and I felt bad. I just sent a text. I was like, "No excuses, dude.
Yeah,
I effed up.
You fumbled it.
I fumbled it.
It happens.
And the thing is." D's been talking about this book and this book release for over a year.
Yeah.
For over a year.
Mm-hmm.
I kept getting invites. And I just, you know how you get all these invites and you know what it is? You're just like, yeah, I'll get to that. Mm-hmm. I'll get to that. And I just didn't write
it down.
Well,
now you have to do a make good. Now you've got to.
What's the make good?
Well, I think your make good at a minimum is you take a great picture of the book, put it on your Instagram.
Something
along those lines.
Yeah.
You got to have a make good is in order.
You were looking for somebody for your poker tournament. Boom, get D.
I mean,
get D to be a guest bounty.
He would be a great last minute replacement if he's available.
If he's in town.
That's the problem. I just don't know who's available on short notice.
I feel like he's always busy. He's always busy for sure.
Yeah. And he's already thinking about what the next thing he's going to do now. What's his book projects behind him?
Yeah.
You know, he teaches.
Mm-hmm.
I think he only does that.
He's so accomplished. And I've accomplished nothing.
He's so driven.
Yeah. He probably has great stories.
The most driven.
Great stories in the book.
Yeah. Well, he'll tell us about some of them.
Yeah.
But he's so driven. He made so much money. And yet all he wants to do is just keep doing stuff.
Yeah. If I made as much money as D made.
Yeah.
I would not be looking forward to doing any more stuff. I would only be doing the stuff that I wanted to do when I wanted to do
it. No, he wants to do stuff.
On my schedule.
Yeah, he wants to do stuff.
Yeah, well, it's all right, man. You know, you get older, you start forgetting everything.
I just feel bad. I just feel bad. You know, you have to apologize to somebody, you know.
Well, you'll make it up to him.
I don't really know if I can, but it's fine.
I think you'll make it up to him.
Anyway, D will be on with us on Friday. And then we'll promote.
Is he going to be in studio?
He's always welcome. I didn't even clarify with him.
Okay, all right.
I just said, dude, we'll get you on. We'll promote the book. I botched it. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I messed up.
Then you feel bad. You're guilty, but you got some guilt about it.
I just had to own it. So anyway.
Well, we'll take care of it. Yeah. He'll be fine. He'll forget about it too.
No, I know he didn't really care, but he kind of cared. I let him down.
Yeah. He was waiting for his friend to show up, and his friend was just on hole 17 at Norbeck.
His friend let him down. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well,
sometimes
you know
that
what?
Happens.
His friends take advantage of the weather. I mean, it's low 80s. Yeah, he's got to take advantage of it.
It wouldn't matter. It could have been a 40.
Yeah, he broke the hot streak.
I probably would have been out there anyway.
All right. Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll be joined by the general manager of the UNC football program, Mike Lombardi. He'll talk NFL with us coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I believe in about an hour, we're going to get a JP vacation update.
Oh.
Drab T-shirt has a, he's got a intel line with Kelsey, with JP's daughter, that's feeding him information and inside skinny on the vacation. So I think he has a few nuggets.
Anything
that,
good?
I mean, Drab T-shirt came in and told us he had that. All he right. has that pipeline for vacation nuggets. So. I mean, he must have something decent, I would think.
I was talking about somebody Saturday afternoon slash night, and they said, I can't wait to hear about JP's vacation when it's all summed up.
Right.
They love it.
Sure. People just want, they want insight on what we do.
I looked at him,
I said, really?
I said, really? He said, yeah, I love it. I love when you guys talk about them. You grill them. Right. Hear all the bad things happening over there. So we'll find out.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't think it can get better than him throwing his phone away and then trying to blame the members of his family for him throwing his phone away. Like, that's peak JP.
Yeah.
That's great. Let's go to the caller on line one, EB. This person wants to try to fill in for B. Mitch as the celebrity bounty tomorrow night at MGM.
All right.
I'd love to hear this person's bona fides or qualifications.
Cowboy Todd? Like, who could this be?
I don't know who this is.
Hey, good morning. You're on with the Jux.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
It's Big John.
Big John. Do you want to be the celebrity?
Big Bad John.
It would take two chairs.
I do.
He's played the event many times.
He has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think you should be the celebrity bounty?
Well, number one, I'm coming down on Wednesday. I'm doing a radio interview up here in Harrisburg, and then I'm going to hit the road and come on down. That was my plan. Number two.
A radio station actually booked you as a guest?
Yeah, I'm doing Latour Live on the Big AM radio station in Harrisburg, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, why are they booking you?
Because I'm good on radio, and I've done the show about four times.
So they're having
that might
you
be on. One of the funniest things he's ever said.
So they're promoting you as a guest. They're coming up at 8 o'clock. Big John.
There's a food drop.
Hurricane, or whatever his name is.
Hurricane, I believe, yeah.
Is that what they say?
The host of the show and I worked together for Governor Tom Ridge 20 years ago, and They air the show on Saturday. It's not a primetime show.
Okay.
But I've been on it about 4 or 5 times.
All right. And so you're just gonna shoot the ass with the guy, basically?
We talk politics, we talk comedy, we talk TV and movies, we talk everything. Sports.
Oh yeah. Man, it must be brutal.
They talk Terry McLaurin Holden.
Yeah.
Well, he's a big Steelers fan who wants to get Tomlin fired, but I disagree.
Right.
How long will you be on? I'm sorry.
Well, that's an hour long show, and it's available on podcast. And you can listen to my old shows right now.
Hey, EB's got something to do this afternoon. Catch up on a bunch of old John archives.
Yeah,
big John archives.
I listened to all the previous episodes. Sounds like radio cancer to me.
But the other reason is last time I made a faux pas in shouting after after I hit ace on the river, and so anybody that wants to silence me, they can do it.
Hold on, what is he referencing?
I guess maybe he had an outburst after he caught a river card that won him the hand.
Didn't you talk about that?
And you tilted the rest of the table. They all wanted to kill you.
It's kind of coming back to me. Yeah. I remember my first poker tournament too, Big John.
Oh, come on. But no, I'm happy to be the bounty if you want to have me.
Well, all right. Well, I mean, that's just a massive drop off going from B. Mitch to Big John.
Yeah. If the list were 800 pages of paper long,
he would probably be on the 800th page. You know what you could do is you could say he's a lineman.
Yeah.
One of the old teams.
Right.
Russ Graham. Backup for the Hogs.
Yeah. He's one of the Hogs.
I guess I could pass him off as just a rando washed up offensive
lineman. Would you do it? What if you
dressed up? It's not a horrible idea.
What if you dressed up as a Hog? Would you do it then?
I will come in with a pig snout, yes.
For free buy-in, people will do almost anything.
Well, Kings might be desperate enough.
Yeah, I might be desperate enough.
Right.
You might need to give me Big John's number.
You think that would be much funny?
That would be
pretty
funny.
Parade him around, stolen valor, he's one of the linemen.
All I need to do is, Google backup offensive linemen on the Hogs and make up a name.
What were all those guys that dressed up as Hogs? Were they the Hogs?
The Hogettes.
Hogettes.
God, what an embarrassing bit. Could be a Hogette. I can say he's a Hog of the Hogettes.
Yeah, right.
I'll wear a pig snout, but I'm not wearing a dress. That's my limit.
That okay, no line? Moo-moo. All right, at least you got a line. I like that. I respect that. All right, thank you, Big John.
We'll put you under the under consideration tab.
Right.
But
okay,
not really.
Matt can call me back if it's a go.
Yeah. Right, I wouldn't wait by the phone, but sure.
No, wait by the phone.
Please do. Yeah, but
don't do any
drab. You hit it perfectly. You can't find a bigger drop-off than Brian Mitchell
to
who
Big
should
John,
already be in the NFL Hall of Fame, and he will be eventually, to Big John. It's a massive drop-off.
He's in the DC Sports Hall of Fame.
And also, I need to put out there, I'm not that desperate. I'm not that desperate to
put Big John in
there? Yeah, I mean, I like Big John, but I mean,
was
come
it
on,
the idea with your guest bounties that they'll, attract? Extra
exactly.
players.
Yes.
Right.
To bring extra traffic, right. foot traffic in.
You think Big John's bringing one person?
No.
Yeah, I don't think
exactly.
so.
That's the whole point of the guest bounty is to bring other people into the casino that might not normally be there.
Hey, did you guys see this? I'm sure you did. The Portland Pickles did a promotion.
I did see this, yeah. It's a good name, by the way, for a team.
Great name. And I don't know. I know... somebody else, they work at an unaffiliated minor league team. Everyone's trying to be the next Savannah Bananas.
Understood.
Right?
What a phenomenon
smash that is. But the Portland Pickles allegedly had a random fan, picked at random, and he got to play in the game. I don't know. First at bat, he actually maybe walked or something. I don't even know what he did. But they actually gave him a couple of bats. Second at bat, he jacked one out.
Right.
The guy looked unbelievable.
Yep.
Turns out he's a college baseball player, probably not so randomly selected.
They knew what they were getting.
But
that's funny.
Still pretty freaking impressive.
That is impressive.
It's not like he's some jacked dude. He's like a D3 baseball kid who knows what he's doing.
So he was currently playing?
Yeah, I think he plays for Lewis and Clark or something. I don't know. I don't know what it's called. Lewis and Clark College or something. It's a D3 school.
That's a D3 school, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And and he jacked one out, and the manager said it was so good, he's going to give him another shot.
Ah, look at that. Impressive.
Maybe going to get to play in maybe the last game of the season. Yeah, he plays baseball at Division III Lewis and Clark in Portland. So I guess the internet figured out who this kid was, because
that's
what are the
cool
odds you pluck somebody for, out of obscurity and he goes in there and in a professional baseball game jacks one out.
That
well, he did. And even though he is, you know, an active player, you know, in college, pretty cool moment for the kid.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Goes viral.
Pretty cool freaking moment. Anyway.
Yeah, I got
that's the dream.
That's the dream.
That's literally the dream.
That's the dream. He came up so big. I mean, because he smoked that ball. The manager said he watched it over and over and over. He's like, I can't believe this kid swing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, getting back to the bananas for a minute, my daughter texted me. She's like, what's going on with the Savannah Bananas? Because she, like me, is still a little bit taken aback by their massive success. That they're just going to Camden Yards, selling it out. Nats Park, selling it out. They're selling out baseball stadiums when the teams that actually play in the stadiums can't sell out the building.
I saw somebody on social media. Do they have a girl pitcher?
I don't know.
They must. I think they have a girl pitcher.
The only bit I know of theirs is everybody dances and they've got a pitcher that's on stilts.
Yeah.
I mean, literally a pitcher that's on 5 foot high stilts.
Well, and they got an outfielder, at least one, who when he catches fly balls, he does a backflip.
Yeah. I mean,
so he
does a backflip and then catches it.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
He's midair. He's just, as soon as he's about to catch it, does his backflip.
It's like baseball mixed in with TikTok, mixed in with the circus.
Yeah.
Is the mix. And it's wildly successful.
It is. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters for baseball.
I think the Bananas were here last summer or two summers ago. And I saw their tour bus.
I thought they were here just recently.
Last month.
Okay, so they're here last month too. But they were here like a year or a year and a half ago. And I saw their tour bus near the stadium. And I saw the stadium was just packed. I was like, what is going on? What is going on with this minor league team that everybody in the country wants to go see?
Yeah.
My kid had to enter a lottery to go see them down in Charlotte.
So how does the pitcher on stilts, are they like massive stilts?
They're like, Valdez, how high are the stilts?
Like
the guy's
10,
on monkey
10
stilts.
He looks like he's 10 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And so it's legit carnival.
Does he do like a high leg kick and the whole thing? Or is he underhand pitching?
I've seen 10-second clips. I'm not going to watch an entire Bananas game.
He has like a full windup.
He has a full windup with the stilts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, they have guys that like their bats on fire and swing flaming bats.
I mean, at Baltimore, they had the dudes from All Time Low singing Dear Maria, Count Me In, walking through the stadium,
and the place,
belting it out.
The places, they just jam them. They
all
love
the
it.
Way to the top.
All
every
the
seat's full.
I know. Yeah, that girl pitcher is, her name's Kelsey.
What's her bit? Does she have like a special thing that she does?
Kelsey Whitmore, I think is her name.
Yeah.
She's a member of the U.S. National Women's Baseball Team, and I think she pitched at when they were in Camden.
Okay. But does she have like a special skill?
I don't know.
Like
I'm
some
not sure.
Knuckleball or something? Or
not sure.
Because you got to have a bit, right? You can't just be a regular baseball player.
No, I don't think.
Everybody's got to have a thing, right? Like Curly Neal was the dribbler.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to have a thing. Some guy would hit the half court shot. Somebody would do the bucket of confetti.
Right.
Right? With the Globetrotters.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that's a hit. So the Bananas are a hit.
Home run, dude.
I know I'm saying something's very obvious.
I'm pretty sure they're expanding into like a big league. Because they have other teams. They have like the Texas Firefighters.
Right.
That's they always play the party animals.
Right.
But I think they're creating.
And those guys all do kind of, they have bits.
Oh, it's all the same thing. Yeah. They all do the backflip bit and all that.
It's like Banana Ball, the Banana Ball League.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So they basically just went from being a real team's farm team now to being just like a barnstorming team that just tours the country.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch? You should watch the 60 Minutes piece on it.
Yeah.
The creator, owner, or whatever, he was interviewed on 60 Minutes. He talked about like how the league was failing, mm-hmm. how he was over leveraged, put his last dollar into it, went through, like he was sitting in the stands watching people watch the game.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, they're getting excited for this.
Right.
They're not paying attention. They're looking at phones doing this. Mm-hmm. I can get rid of this out of games and get rid of that out of games. And then he just put his last dollar into this league and felt like it was going to take off.
Yeah. He mortgaged his future.
Right.
And it hit.
He took a big chance. And
he did.
Good for him.
And it wasn't just him. There's a couple other people
yeah.
That are high up with the team, but it's an incredible story.
Right. It's an American success story.
It really is.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's fun to watch. It really is.
All right, when we come back, we will hit the Skins. The Commanders released their first depth chart of the offseason. We will break that down next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.